Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us as they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table. The story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. This is Johnny.
I'm Ellie.
I am Aaron.
This is Jeff.
And this is Jeremy.
Everybody you just heard is collectively playing a marooned, I guess marooned, air marooned archaeologist in the middle of a forest.
Stranded.
Yes. And I am Jordan, and I am the computer program. Welcome to Parsley Jungle Adventure. So previously on Bone Throwers Theater, you all died.
Again.
For a second time.
Third time.
Really? I'm marking off our save location that we
snakes?
Used it.
Snakes.
The fire.
Yes, you blocked it on your mic because it's so stupid.
Set the hut on fire.
Well then, that's going to be a chilly drive home.
Alright, so we're standing on the edge of a cliff.
You are now at the gorge. You stand on the western edge of a vast, deep gorge. There's an old rope bridge here. A trail leads south.
I put on the necklace.
You are now wearing a necklace.
Cross bridge.
You float over the rotting planks of the ramshackle bridge and make it to the other side, safe and sound. You stand outside the ruins of a magnificent temple. This is the mythical temple of the Gold Skull. There is a mischievous monkey here. There's a rope bridge to the west and a clearing to the north.
Is it really mythical if it exists in real life? Enter temple.
The noisy monkey follows you.
No!
You are inside the temple of the Gold Skull. There's a stone altar here.
Exit temple.
You have left the temple. You stand outside the ruins of a magnificent temple.
Okay.
The monkey's still following?
The monkey is still following you.
Cross the rope bridge.
You're standing on the western edge of a vast, deep gorge. There's an old rope bridge there. A trail leads up.
Cross the rope bridge.
You float over the rotting planks of the ramshackle bridge and make it to the other side safe and sound. You stand outside the ruins of a magnificent temple. This is the mythical temple of the Gold Skull. There is a mischievous monkey here.
Dang it. That's a bug in the code.
Use lighter.
It lights up.
Go north.
You are north on the rocky plateau. There is a thorny bush here. Far off in the distance, you can make out the sound of a helicopter. The temple lies to the south.
Use lighter on bush.
Dense smoke billows up into the sky.
Go south.
You stand outside the ruins of a magnificent temple.
Go into temple.
A noisy monkey follows you. You are inside the temple of the Gold Skull. There is a stone altar here.
Okay, discussion. Like, if we enter, he's still going to take this?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's supposed to.
The game is designed for him to take it.
Yeah.
Okay. Put bones on altar.
The altar slides to one side, revealing a secret tunnel that leads south.
Go south.
You are in a treasure chamber. The walls are inscribed with ancient symbols. A huge statue holds a gold skull in its palm. A tunnel leads north. The monkey grabs the shiny gold skull.
Grab monkey.
You now have a monkey in your arms.
Something with these ruins on the wall.
Wait, no. Go north.
You exit to the north. The stone statue comes to life and follows you out of the room.
Exit temple.
You are now outside the temple.
Go north.
You stand on a wide flat plateau. There is a thorny bush burning. A helicopter has landed.
Enter helicopter.
Jim waves at you. You see your old friend Jim at the controls.
We're in the helicopter, right?
Well,
you were supposed to examine the helicopter.
Oh. No, if a golden statue is chasing me out of a temple...
I'm not examining it.
Yeah, I'm just... When I say a helicopter there, I don't care who's flying that helicopter. I'm getting that helicopter.
Yeah.
We're supposed to fight the statue somehow.
I don't think we are. How do you fight a big statue?
I don't know.
Jim takes off, lifting high above the jungle canopy, and heads for home. Your jungle adventure is over for now. The end.
We win.
Yes, let's go ahead and add up your score.
We have a monkey in our inventory.
Yes.
The player can earn a maximum of 100 points.
We have two.
A negative 11.
Because
we lost our egg.
But we have the monkey.
But we have a monkey.
Yeah, you're not going to have a perfect game, I can tell you that. So you located the Temple of the Gold Skull, so that's 10 points.
Okay. Yeah.
You brought back the gold skull for the museum's collection. That's 30 points, so you're at 40 points.
This belongs in a museum.
You returned with a beaded skirt for the university's arts and culture exhibit, so that's 50 points.
Wow.
Nice. Total.
All total, yes.
Oh.
You captured a live monkey for the zoo, so that's another plus 10, so that's 60.
You got a D.
You escaped, so you've got 90. Yeah, you are at 90 out of 100.
Wow.
The egg. Yeah.
The egg.
Here's what you missed. The egg. Acquiring an egg for the Ornithology Museum. That was 5 points. And also navigating the deep jungle with no false exits.
Okay.
That was 5. And then finishing without saving was another 5.
Ooh, so they got an extra credit. We got an A.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So that is parsley. Would you all like to play another round of parsley?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
We flipped for
space station.
Oh, that's space, space station.
We have a better idea of what we're doing now.
Don't burn anything.
Except for this is we're on a spaceship, so yeah, don't burn anything. I know that one. Especially on a spaceship.
All right. Space station. You wake up from cryonic suspension aboard a space station to discover you're under attack. Can you find a way to escape?
Of course. The airlock chamber.
Permanent escape.
More efficient.
You wake up inside the cramped confines of a cryosleep capsule. You're still in your service uniform and have a world-class headache. How long were you asleep?
I checked the calendar?
There doesn't seem to be one in your cryostasis chamber.
Inspect cryostasis chamber.
You are lying on a bed surrounded by the upper part of a tube.
Exit cryostasis chamber.
You crawl out of the cryostasis chamber. Congratulations.
Achievement unlocked. Taking first steps.
Search surroundings.
Weakened by cryosickness, you barely manage to drag yourself into the medical bay. You are in the medical bay. The cryosleep chamber is here. A hypo injector rests on a countertop just within reach. A turbo lift is here to transport you to other levels of the space station.
Pick up hypo injector.
You now have one hypo injector.
Read hypo injector.
Thank you. Thank you.
You see a device used to administer up to 3 doses of a strength enhancing serum to counteract the effects of prolonged cryosleep.
Use hypo injector.
You are now strong enough to stand and move about the space station.
Bing! Achievement unlocked.
Self-medicating. Explore medbay.
The cryosleep chamber is here. The turbo lift is here to transport you to the other levels of the space station.
Use lift.
To use the turbo lift, use the commands up and down, or just speak the name or number of the desired area.
So it's a number or a name?
Correct.
Armory.
There doesn't seem to be an armory.
What kind of space station is this?
Right?
It doesn't have an armory.
Easy pickings.
We must be in the orbital commune.
Bridge.
There's an old wooden bridge here. Oh, no. Wait.
Dang it, monkey!
There doesn't seem to be anything located in bridge.
Really? How do they command this thing?
To use the turbo lift, use the commands up and down, or speak the name or number of the desired area.
One.
I'm sorry, Dave. One is the loneliest number.
Go up.
You are in the cybernetics lab, surrounded by monitors, terminals, and flashing lights. An access ladder leads to the CPU core. There is a set of micro tools here. There is a robot here. The turbo lift is here.
Examine robot.
You see a dog-sized robot designed to perform repetitive or dangerous tasks. It moves about on tank treads and can carry and manipulate objects with its crab-like pincers. The name Froz is laser-etched into its skin.
Take micro tools.
You have micro tools in your inventory.
Power on robot.
Robot powered on.
Sweet.
Take robot.
The robot is your friend now.
Climb ladder.
You entered the brains of the space station.
Ew, it's all sticky.
The towering room is where all the station's data is stored. Ladders run up the central spire, allowing technicians to access to the core. The core radiates intense heat, making it uncomfortable to remain here.
Okay, so wait. The core itself is up the ladders, and that's what's expelling the heat?
Correct. So you went up one ladder, and by the way, Froz had to stay at the bottom of that ladder.
Froz can't climb ladders.
Froz cannot climb ladders.
Go down ladder.
You return to the cybernetics lab. Froz is there waiting for you. Chirps happily to see you.
Use turbo lift up.
The command deck is usually populated by the station's captain and crew, but it's been abandoned. There is a comm terminal here. You see a parsec binder here. You smell burning from a nearby corridor. There is a turbo lift here.
Examine the computer.
The comm terminal is used to send messages to ships docking with or leaving the station. It is currently flashing a message. CPU offline.
Inspect binder.
This three-ring binder contains communication protocols for hailing alien lifeforms.
Bring terminal online.
It is still flashing a message that says CPU offline.
What kind of tools do we have in our bag?
Micro tools.
Micro tools.
Go to corridor.
You are in a corridor filled with cables and wires that runs up from the CPU core and over to the comm terminals. The smell of burning electronics hangs in the air. A note is stuck to the panel.
Read note. I was hoping he was going to say what the note
is
as part of the description.
Yeah.
You read the message. 1. Take nap. 2. Clean cooling vanes. 3. Fix that lever. It's in your own handwriting and dated 2 months ago. Whoops.
Clean cooling vein.
Well, they're not here.
Exit quarter.
You're back in the command deck.
Turbo lift down.
You are back at the cybernetics lab. You are surrounded by monitors, terminals, and flashing lights. An access ladder leads to the CPU core.
Climb ladder.
You are now in the CPU core. This towering room is where all the station's data is stored. Ladders run up the central spire, allowing technicians access to the core. The core radiates intense heat, making it uncomfortable to remain here.
Big cooling vanes.
They're not on this lower level.
Climb back down ladder.
You are in the cybernetics lab.
Climb up ladder.
No, wrong button!
You are in CPU core.
Climb up ladder.
You climb up the ladder. You find the veins.
Clean veins.
You don't have the tool for that.
Fix veins.
It doesn't need fixing, it needs cleaning.
Oh, I thought it said fix.
Let's say clean.
Fix the lever.
Fix the lever.
What lever?
Wrong lever!
We don't have the right tool to clean. We have the right tool.
Climb down ladder.
You are now in the cybernetics lab.
Search cybernetics lab.
You are in the cybernetics lab, surrounded by monitors, terminals, and flashing lights. An access ladder leads to the CPU core. The turbo lift is here.
Where would the cleaning tool be?
Go down.
You are in the medical bay. The cryosleep chamber is here. A turbo lift is here to transport you to the other levels of the space station.
Go down.
You are now in the engineering bay. A display panel shows the station's diagnostics. A reinforced door leads to the reactor. Another door leads to the shield generator. You see a pair of mag boots here. There is a turbo lift here.
Put on mag boots.
You are now wearing mag boots.
Inspect display panel.
Yeah, it doesn't have any information for the... Things are bad.
Go to shield generator.
The station's shields repel space debris, cosmic rays, and hostile life. They also prevent unauthorized ships from docking with or leaving the station. There is a control panel here.
Inspect control panel.
The shields are currently up. A set of controls allows the operator to raise and lower the shields, allowing ships to dock with and leave the station.
Back at the beginning of this, we said we awake and we're under attack, right?
Yes.
Okay, I think I'm going to leave the shields up for now.
Yes.
Boring, but okay.
Go to the engineering bay.
You are now in the engineering bay. There is a mysteriously undecipherable display.
That should have been in the description to begin with.
Yeah. A reinforced door leads to the reactor. Another door leads to the shield generator. There is a turbo lift here.
Go to the reactor core?
Go to reactor core.
Okay. Are you out of your mind? No human can tolerate the radiation that's in there.
That actually says that on the door.
Go down turbo lift.
You have arrived at the flight deck. Most of the emergency escape pods have been jettisoned, but one pod remains. There's a flashing light beside the pod bay doors. A corridor leads to the transporter pad. There is a turbo lift here.
Examine red light.
Assuming it's red because it's
flashing.
Yeah.
It's bad. Examine flashing light.
This flight flashes red when the pod bay doors are malfunctioning.
Enter corridor.
This transporter pad is where people and supplies are teleported to and from the space station. There is a control panel here. A space mop stands in the corner. The flight deck is outside this room.
Get space mop.
You now have space mop in inventory.
Smop. We just put the space mop in our pocket. Hmm? Space mop. Is that a space mop in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
I'm always happy to see you.
Alright, so we have a space mop.
Oh, now we can go clean the thing. So, which direction was to get to the...
Gotta go up like three levels.
But you can just say it's a cybernetic lab.
Yeah.
Go back to flight deck.
Okay, you are now at the flight deck. With a mop. There's a flashing light beside the pod bay doors. A corridor leads through the transporter pad. There is a turbo lift here.
Cybernetic lab.
Turbo lift to cybernetic lab.
You are in the cybernetics lab, surrounded by monitors, terminals, and flashing lights. An access ladder leads to the CPU port.
Climb up ladder.
You are now in the CPU core.
Climb ladder.
You have climbed ladders.
Clean veins.
You wipe off the ground.
I wasn't sure if he was going to go through the description or not.
Well, there's actually no description for climbing up those ladders.
Oh.
So, you wipe off the grime from the cooling veins at each level. The CPU core chimes as its systems reboot.
Climb down the ladder?
You climb down the ladder. You are now on the floor of the CPU core.
Climb down ladder.
You are now in the cybernetics lab.
Turbo lift, command center.
The command deck is usually populated by the station's captain and crew, but it's been abandoned. There's a comm terminal here. You see a parsec binder here. You smell burning from a nearby corridor. There's a turbo lift here.
What have we not searched yet in here?
Apparently we need to find a lever.
So,
we haven't seen a lever
yet. Well, we just turned on the computer coil so we can probably activate the terminal now.
That might work. Okay. Activate terminal.
The comm terminal is used to send messages to ships docking with or leaving the space station. It is currently flashing a message. That message reads, no signal.
Yeah, terminal is up.
We were assuming Star Trek ship levels, and we would be at the top.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
You're on the top deck of the station. A panoramic window grants you a 360-degree view of outer space in the mysterious Death World. Some kind of alien warship is positioned nearby.
Death World.
There is a turbo lift here.
Examine observation deck.
You're at the top deck of the station. A panoramic window grants you a 360-degree view of outer space in the mysterious Death World. Some kind of alien warship is positioned nearby. There is a turbo lift here.
Inspect warship.
You see an alien warship of Frelian design. It's bristling with weapons, including the dreaded gravity cannon.
Good thing they have grab boots on.
Examine Death World.
The space station was built to study this strange featureless planetoid. In hindsight, this was probably a mistake. As you are watching, the warship launches a torpedo at the space station in an attempt to weaken its shields.
Good thing those shields up.
What's the lowest level we were on?
Flight deck.
Flight deck. I'd go back to flight deck and go down from there.
Yeah. Go to flight deck.
Oh. Well, I messed that up. Okay, I'm going to mulligan here because I didn't realize that some of these were continued on multiple pages.
So we've seen the lever. We just don't know if we've seen the lever.
So the display panel that they were talking about in the engineering bay, there's a section on that. I'm just going to tell you that I did not realize it.
So I was right!
Multiple pages there. I'm sorry that I made that glitch in the system. But you wanted to go to the flight deck. You arrive at the flight deck. Most of the emergency escape pods have been jettisoned, but one pod remains. There's a flashing light beside the pod bay doors. A corridor leads to the transporter pad. There's a turbo lift here. The flight deck is level one. That's the very bottom.
Examine pod.
There's a two-person escape pod. It's equipped with a distress beacon, and it is pre-programmed to take you to a recovery point somewhere in space.
It's probably somebody else on the ship.
Oh, Froz.
It's a robot.
It's not a person. He's got tank treads.
He's dog size.
He's practically a person.
You can't be a person with tank treads.
Oh my word.
But if I could.
So there was an old baseball game where you created a team out of androids. And you could equip them differently, and so you could actually have a baseball player with tank treads.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, in this stimulating conversation about interdimensional baseball, we are going to go ahead and pause here on the flight deck on the space station. Until next time, have a good one.
Yes. Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. Our cast is Aaron, Ellie, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, and Jordan. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.